Hello, and welcome to the Four Pillars of Mastery. My name is Christian Simpson, and I'm delighted to be leading you through what I guarantee will be the most important understanding you can come to in terms of achieving your entrepreneurial goals. Now, there is nothing more powerful than tried, tested, and proven ideas. And to give you an appreciation of just how impactful the resources you now have at your disposal are, at the time of recording this particular version, the Four Pillars of Mastery have dramatically improved the results and lives of entrepreneurs and business owners in over 147 countries. So be assured, time invested in watching the videos and putting the strategies to work in your business will bring you a magnificent return on investment. And that's where the rubber meets the road in entrepreneurial life. Now, there's a lot of important information to be covered in this series of videos. And the first pillar is the most comprehensive of all. Its message is the foundation, not just for the rest of the four pillars, but for the extraordinary entrepreneurial success these resources are proven to create. I encourage you to make yourself comfortable and ensure you're free of any potential distraction. Make it known that you don't want to be interrupted, and switch off any devices or notifications. I can assure you, if you give your full attention to what I have to share, it will reward you handsomely. There are a lot of myths surrounding what creates extraordinary entrepreneurial success. And in this first pillar, I'll share irrefutable scientific evidence and well-documented research to dispel most, if not all of them. Your current perception of success, what creates it, and your worthiness of it will have a significant impact on your ability to grow your business beyond its existing levels, as will your current perception about yourself, your potential, your abilities, your business, other people, the marketplace, the economy, and the world at large. This first pillar focuses on broadening and shifting your perception on some fundamental terms that relate to what I've just mentioned: education, intelligence, potential, and success. Let's begin with education. If you're a product of the same kind of educational system that I am, you'd have spent your formative years being taught what to think, not how to think. There wasn't a class on entrepreneurial skills or how to live successfully in my curriculum, and I bet it wasn't there on yours either. Now, I don't know of a successful entrepreneur who attributes their success in life to what was taught at school. In fact, most of the highly successful business owners that I know either dropped out of the education system or were classroom dummies. Academia was not their forte. Alex Born accurately observed that it's possible to store a million facts in the mind and still be entirely uneducated. Albert Einstein said that education is what remains after one has forgotten everything he learned in school. Business schools and adult education follows exactly the same learning model. Completing an MBA is very commendable, but it doesn't guarantee you'll be a success in business. The amount of unemployed or underachieving MBA graduates is testament to that truth. No, as insane as it is, the only education we entrepreneurs get in terms of being an entrepreneur is, well, being an entrepreneur. And that makes it a very risky business, and the statistics prove it. Just over 50% of businesses survive to the end of the first 5 years, and a large proportion of those are struggling. Even more revealing is the fact that just 1% of business owners are millionaires, a statistic that hasn't changed since it was first measured in the mid-1950s. Now, if that doesn't prove we're not getting it right, I don't know what does. Mark Twain had a very interesting take on education. He said education consists mainly of what we have unlearned. Now, that seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? Surely education is about learning. Well, you're about to discover exactly what Twain was referring to, because I can assure you, success in life is far more a process of unlearning the habitual ways of thinking that keep the masses chained to struggle mediocrity, and underachievement than it's ever about learning new information. The more you examine the fundamental differences between highly successful entrepreneurs and the masses of bright, well-intentioned, hard-working business owners who struggle year in, year out to build average businesses with average profits, the more you'll see the accuracy in Mark Twain's wisdom. Normal business practice for most business owners is getting busy. Activity is king. They love being busy working in the business and on the business. Normal business practice for highly successful business owners is thinking. Improvement is king. They love getting better. They prioritize personal growth and they prioritize improving how they think. The first pillar of mastery is develop the owner, not the business. Now make no mistake, if you're to enjoy a level of success that most business owners will never know, you can't afford to do what most people do and get that the wrong way around. Here's why. Your business and the quality of life it sponsors can never and will never outgrow the quality of thinking you bring to it. You can't escape the cause and effect relationship between the quality of your thinking and your results. And yet only a small percentage of business owners deliberately prioritize daily activities that challenge, stretch, and improve how they think into their results. Do you? When was the last time you deliberately made it a priority to improve how you think? Most business owners don't. Most business owners don't even think they can improve how they think. And it shows in their results. For the average business owner, getting busy doing the job takes priority over self-improvement and personal growth every day of the week. And that's why they're average. Now, it's said the definition of insanity is doing the same things over and over again while expecting different results. I don't consider that to be insanity, but it's certainly a very, very dumb game. And it's also a common one. I'm not suggesting activity isn't important. We all know we have to act into our success. But this commonly held idea that success comes from hard work and hard work alone is flawed. After all, if all it took was hard work, well, the vast majority of hardworking business owners would be living the entrepreneurial dream already. And they're not. And the only reason they're not is because they're not working hard at activities that make all the difference. In fact, most are not working at those kind of activities at all. Improving how you think is one. Understand this. Certain activities have a disproportionate impact on results. In other words, certain things we could do are far more effective than the many things we do do. It's not an exaggeration to say that most people spend far too much time in activities that have little or no impact on creating greater success in their lives, and far too little time on activities that do. We prefer to do things we're comfortable doing rather than things that we should be doing. Develop the owner, not the business, is one of those activities that has a much greater impact on your success than any other activity. Now, clearly, thinking without action is pointless, but action without thinking, which is how many business owners go about their day-to-day lives, is disastrous. Highly successful entrepreneurs get the results they do because at some point in the past, they've chosen to think and act differently to the underachieving masses. They became aware of the need to no longer follow the crowd, to unlearn the unproductive, self-limiting, habitual ways of thinking that constrain their growth of their business and stifles their potential. They learn to develop the owner, not the business. In the life of a highly successful person, self-improvement, personal growth, and time to think takes priority. Now, let me just clarify what I mean by this term thinking, because as commonly used as it is, most people do not really understand it. Many people consider themselves to be thinking just because they experience mental activity. Well, there's a very big difference between the two. You and I think inductively and deductively. Inductively is from the inside out, drawing from the untapped potential and wisdom within. Deductively is from the outside in. It's how we comprehend and interpret the world around us. We're programmed by our upbringing and education system to be far more habitual in thinking deductively than we are inductively. That's why so many people fail to realize their potential. Inductive thinking is a deliberate and focused process that draws insightful solutions to existing challenges from within and creates the future through visioning, or what Walt Disney referred to as imagineering. Thinking is prompted by searching inquisitive questions. We massively underestimate the power of questions and massively overestimate the power of information. The quality of a person's life is always in direct proportion to the quality of questions they are willing to ask themselves or be asked by another. Socrates said, "I cannot teach anybody anything. I can only make them think." Well, our problem is we don't ask ourselves enough of the right kind of questions because we've not been programmed to. Think about it. Since you were the first Compass Mentis, you've pretty much been told what to do and what to think. Yes, that's important in the very early years of life to keep us out of danger. But once we become competent at staying alive, a different approach is required. But very few of us get that different approach. Not because our parents didn't love us or want the best for us, but because they literally knew no better. They can't give what they never had. As we enter the mainstream education system, endless amounts of data and information is poured into the mind in the hope some of it will be recalled when asked a specific question at some point in the future. No one needs to think in that scenario, certainly not inductively. We're programmed into deductive thinking and not programmed to ask the kind of questions that draw the answer from within us. Nothing stifles our untapped potential more. It significantly undermines our capabilities. Understand this. The word education originates in the Latin word educo. It means to draw from within. It doesn't mean memorizing facts and repeating them at some point in the future. Improving how you think doesn't happen on its own. It's not automatic. Getting fitter in the mind is like getting fitter in the body. You have to work at it, but the rewards are exponential. Your creativity is unleashed. You're far more resourceful at solving problems, overcoming challenges, and creating opportunities. Ever-increasing profits, ever-increasing income, more health, wealth, and freedom comes from ever-improving thinking. Let me ask you an important question. What do you truly believe about your potential? In a moment, I'm going to encourage you to pause the video, to stay in the question. Spend a few minutes writing down your thoughts. Now, don't be led by what you'd like to write. Come from the heart. Be honest with yourself. You'll never improve your life if you don't. What do you honestly believe about your potential? Pause the video now and reflect on the question. What did you discover? Reflect for a moment on the immediate answers that sprang to mind as I asked you the question. What does the answer reveal to you about you? What do you really believe about your potential, and what's the implication of that belief? Do you believe there's a limit on your potential? Do you believe some people are born with more potential than others? Or do you believe we're all gifted with unlimited potential that seeks expression through our natural gifts, talents, and abilities? This line of inquiry is all about you and your results. What's revealed by your answers will define your ability to grow your business. Make no mistake, what you believe about yourself and your potential determines your success in every aspect of your life. This is the cause of all of your effects. There is no potential in your business. There is no potential in your product or service. There's no potential in your target market audience or the marketplace. All they bring is opportunity. All potential lies within you. Here's why this understanding is so important for you to grasp. Beliefs drive behavior, and behavior drives results. What you believe about your potential will determine how much of it is expressed into your results. Our beliefs are the architect of our results. The problem with beliefs is that for the vast majority of time, we're not even conscious of them or their effects on how we think and act into our results. Let me share a simple example with you. Some years ago, I was at an entrepreneurial event in London, and I got into a conversation with a business owner who told me she believed that highly successful entrepreneurs were born with more capabilities that the rest weren't born with. Now, the event was held by a very successful business owner and was exclusive to his high-end clients. So I asked this lady what she was doing at the event. Now, she looked at me a little bewildered at my question and replied she was there to learn how to be more successful. I then asked her, which was true for her, that she can actually learn how to be more successful, or that highly successful people are born with abilities that the rest of us just didn't get? The complete contradiction may seem obvious to you and I, but it wasn't to the person concerned. It's often hard to see the picture when you're in the frame. Now, until that business owner changes her thinking by modifying her belief system, very little will change for her. Yes, she'll learn a lot of great information to help her business grow, but she won't put much of it to work. Her belief system will undermine and sabotage the process, and she won't even be aware of it. The first pillar of mastery is about shifting priorities. The most successful entrepreneurs have very different priorities to perpetually underachieving and struggling business owners who struggle to keep their heads above water or at best accomplish the mediocrity of a comfortable living. Highly successful entrepreneurs consciously prioritize the development of the owner above the development of the business because they understand the business will never outgrow the thinking they're bringing to it. Highly successful people are self-growth orientated. They understand that if they're improving how they think, then they're their company's greatest asset. If they're not improving how they think, they're its greatest liability. So successful people invest time and money on a consistent basis to improve their thinking. They're willing to work to master the greatest creative tool at their disposal, their mind. They invest in self-improvement programs. They hire mentors and a professional coach to challenge their existing thought processes, to overcome the self-imposed limiting beliefs that keep them chained to their existing results. They read, listen, and watch personal success information and model the habits of highly successful people. They're willing to do what most business owners are not willing to do, to put their money where their potential is. Learning to develop the owner, not the business, is the first pillar of mastery. And here's why. To become rich in life, you need first to become rich in the mind. Now, I'm not sharing anything new here. You might be thinking you already knew that, but that's not the issue, is it? The issue is how much do you live it? Because by the end of this message, you'll have a very clear understanding of why it should be a priority in your life. Jim Rohn, one of the most successful entrepreneurs of his genre, a man who was broke at the age of 25, but a millionaire by the time he was 30, he said, if you work hard on your job, you can make a living. But if you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. Napoleon Hill said, no man has a chance to enjoy permanent success until he begins to look in the mirror for the real cause of all his mistakes. Now, Hill was a man who understood a thing or two about what creates extraordinary success in life. He's the author of the now infamous Think and Grow Rich, published back in 1937. The book is the result of 2 decades of research into the most powerful, influential, and successful people of his time. It's been credited with creating more millionaires than any other written media. And given Hill's research was sponsored by Andrew Carnegie, who is a billionaire in the early part of the 20th century, with 60 millionaires working for him, it's a book worth paying attention to. A few years ago, I was traveling with a business associate of mine in the United States. He's one of the most successful entrepreneurs I know. We were discussing his latest business venture. This guy is a self-made millionaire. And in the first year of his latest venture, he'd generated just over $10 million. I asked him what the biggest learn from his entrepreneurial career was to date. And he instantly replied, "I've learned that if my business is only as good as my current thinking, it's in trouble." My curiosity piqued. What exactly did that mean? He continued, "Christian, the world stops for no one. If I'm not working to improve how I think into my results, well, this business is going backwards." He said, "I have a great team around me, and I've made sure they understand this principle. If they're not growing, we're not growing. And if I'm not growing, they're not growing." So it might sound counterintuitive, Christian, but my main focus isn't the business. It's my thinking. Highly successful entrepreneurs understand that just as a ship can only gain direction from its captain and crew, a business can only reflect the quality of thinking of its owner. Now, you might be thinking, this is blatantly obvious. I already knew that. And I'm sure you did. But let me ask you, how much time and money have you invested in improving how you think recently? How much time and money have you invested in personal growth so that you can be, do, and have more in your life? Now, I'm not talking about new skills or academic business qualifications. The world is full of empty suits with MBAs. I'm talking about self-education, improving yourself at the level of your character. When have you made it a priority in your life to improve your self-awareness, to raise your consciousness so that you think at an entirely different level than you did before? Now, if you've never done it, if you've never considered it, or you've done very little of it, you're not short of company. The vast majority of business owners haven't either. And it shows in their results. I didn't either. I was programmed to think the trick to success was to get good grades in school and college, get qualified in job-related skills, and get letters after my name. Maybe you were programmed that way too. Most of us are. But nobody told me I could improve my thinking. Nobody explained the need for personal growth. Nobody pointed out that it's attributes of character that ultimately determine your level of success in life. And it's why I spent far too many years following the well-trodden path, working on someone else's agenda in a thing called a J-O-B, doing work that filled my bank account but emptied my soul. Now, contrary to popular opinion, character isn't something that's fixed and can't be improved. Earlier I mentioned Jim Rohn, the man who was broke at the age of 25 and a millionaire by the time he was 30. He said character isn't something you were born with and can't change, like your fingerprints. It's something you weren't born with and must take responsibility for forming. So few of us do, and we reap what we sow. So what makes self-improvement and developing your character so vital to your success? Well, in a moment, I'll share some hard scientific fact and statistics from decades of research and analysis to validate what I've shared with you so far. And just before I do, let me first be very clear on an irrefutable truth of life that to highly successful people is a given, yet it's dismissed by the overwhelming majority who never make the grade. You are the creator of your outcomes. Nothing is being done to you All experiences are created by you. You are constantly in the process of creation. You are the cause of all your effects. Now, this is the most empowering understanding you'll ever grasp. But only by accepting yourself as the cause of the current conditions and circumstances of your business and personal life can you take responsibility for improving them. This is an awakening, the most important step of all in shifting from the mindset of the business owner who struggles day in, day out with an average business producing mediocre returns, to the psychology of the high achiever who enjoys extraordinary success, not just in their business, but in all aspects of life. Instantly, this new awareness puts you at the cause rather than the effect end of your life. You've always been at the cause end. You just wasn't aware of it. You've now become a conscious architect of every result in your life rather than an unconscious spectator. Here's why most business owners find this truth so hard to accept. You don't know what you don't know. Most of what we create in our lives is done unconsciously, meaning it's outside of our awareness, automatically generated without being preceded by thought. It's often referred to as a habit or learned behavior. Now, in certain situations, well, this serves us greatly. We don't have to think about how to open a door when intending to leave a room. Now, believe it or not, there was a time in your life when you were a toddler when you had to think through how to get through the large wooden obstacle in the way of you leaving a room. Over time, opening doors became second nature, a learned behavior. And the idea of having to think about how to open a door seems preposterous to adults. Psychologists estimate that between 73 and 92% of our daily activity is unconscious, completely on autopilot, behaviors that are reproduced without any conscious thought preceding it. Now, that leads to the inevitable and uncomfortable conclusion that for the vast majority of the time, we're not thinking into our results. In other words, we're not conscious in the creative process. Now, if you've not realized it yet, that represents an enormous risk to your success. If you're not conscious in the creative process for a significant proportion of your day, is it any wonder your results aren't what you'd like them to be? That's why personal growth and self-improvement is so essential to the growth of your business and all that comes from it. It's why the Four Pillars resources and what follows them has had such a dramatic impact on the lives of business owners all over the world. And it's why developing the owner rather than developing the business is such an essential shift in your thinking. If you continue to think and act in a similar vein to how most business owners think and act, given the vast majority are struggling and working harder and harder for longer and longer to achieve abject mediocrity at best, you will only and can only create similar results. There is no escaping the flawless expression of cause and effect. For many people, the idea of being fully responsible for the creation of every result in their life is too much to bear, too much to accept. Because then there can be no more victims, there can be no more villains like meddling politicians, self-serving bankers, or the competition. There can be no blaming of bad luck. There can only be the outcomes generated by the quality of their own thinking. As a very powerful teacher said many years ago, by their fruits, you will know them. Highly successful entrepreneurs live at the cause end of the cause and effect equation. They understand that life does not give you what you want. It gives you who you are. James Allen, one of the greatest personal success authors of all time, he wrote, "Circumstance does not make the man, it reveals him to himself." He also wrote, "Men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but never willing to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound." Now, those words were first published back in 1903, and they're still as profoundly accurate in their assessment of most human beings today as they were back then. During the past few decades, detailed research has produced scientifically validated information that proves why developing yourself at the level of character is the most important work you'll ever undertake if you're to enjoy the kind of success that eludes most business owners. I encourage you to pay close attention, because when it comes to your understanding of your potential and what that means for you, for your business, for your family, and your financial future, I'm about to give you the best news you've heard in a very long time. First, some context. You and I are products of our environment. We all are. And if you were educated in the Western world, you came through an education system that assessed your intelligence, capabilities, and potential by your intellectual quotient score, otherwise known as your IQ. Now, you probably had an IQ test at some point in the past. Maybe you remember the score. IQ is a measure of your intellectual, analytical, logical, and rational abilities. The underlying assumption of the current education system, and as a consequence, to a large degree, society as a whole, is that if you have a three-figure IQ, you're well equipped for success in life. If you don't, it's most likely you'll struggle. That is a lie. It's simply not true. Not when it comes to what it takes to enjoy a highly successful life. A three-figure IQ equips you for success in academia. That's where you're rewarded for what you know. Life outside of academia rewards you for what you do. The history books are full of brilliant men and women who were dismal failures in the classroom. The world's full of them today too. Remember the highly successful entrepreneur I introduced you to earlier? The one who generated over $10 million from scratch in the first year of trading in just one of his businesses? Well, he's a high school dropout, written off by teachers, friends, and sadly, family alike. You probably know someone who is incredibly bright intellectually, a real brain box, but for some reason, well, they just can't seem to cut it in the commercial world. There's a multitude of people with a plethora of letters after their name who just can't cut the mustard, and many of them never understand why. Now, knowledge has its place, but if knowledge was all it took to be successful, well, every member of Mensa would be at the top of the socioeconomic pyramid, and they're not. If you were able to assemble all of your fellow students from your school years, you're likely to discover a very interesting and revealing theme. The school smarts, those who had a monopoly on the A grades, will be generally far less successful than the street smarts, the kids who just scraped by in the classroom but were highly popular in the playground. But what the academic world sees as indicators for success, the street smart kids were unlikely to amount to much in life. And yet today, you'll find many are successful business owners or board members of large corporations. So what's this got to do with you and your success? The answer is everything. Your IQ represents one of only four components of your intelligence, and it's the least influential component in terms of your entrepreneurial success. Now, you wouldn't be watching this video series if you didn't believe you were capable of much more than you currently are. You want better results in your life. You want more income, financial certainty, wealth, and freedom. And so you should. You've taken all the risks, and if the rewards aren't forthcoming, as it isn't for the vast majority of business owners, well, then what's the point? Here's what you need to know. There is more potential locked up inside of you than you can possibly imagine. Many years of coaching people to greater success in their lives has proven that to me. And over the course of these videos and the vitally important resources that come with them, I'll prove it to you. Now, what determines how much of your untapped potential gets expressed into your results is how mature the four aspects of your intelligence is. It's not just about one single component. If it was, as I'm about to reveal, it most certainly wouldn't be your IQ. Now, you are a threefold being. You have a body, Most people live as if they are the body. You have a body, you're not a body. You have a mind, the most powerful creative tool known to mankind, sadly neglected by most of it. And you are the consciousness, the life force within. You have four components to the intelligence that calls forth your potential. Intellectual quotient, the already mentioned IQ, emotional intelligence, often referred to as EQ, spiritual intelligence, known as SQ, and physical intelligence, or PQ. Now, time is not at my disposal in this message to bring you a full understanding of each. For now, all that matters is your awareness of it. Because when you understand yourself better, and you start to develop yourself in areas you've not been raised and programmed to develop, everything starts to change for the better. You're about to understand what most business owners will never know. You're about to discover the scientific evidence of why self-improvement and personal growth are not just linked to greater entrepreneurial success, but absolutely essential to it. Decades of research by the Toronto-based company MultiHealth Systems and other leading research institutions in the study of human potential have shown that IQ contributes somewhere between 1 and 20% to success in today's business environment. Now, what determines whether it's 19% or 2% is the nature of your work. If you're in highly analytical-based work, like a scientist or financial analyst, it's on the higher end of the 20% spectrum. If you're not, it's much less. On average, IQ accounts for just 6% of success in today's commercial environment. Its influence on success, not just in business, but in life itself, is grossly overinflated. Now stay with me here, because the news just keeps getting better and better. And if you're serious about enjoying the kind of personal and professional success that most business owners never see, well, this is where the rubber meets the road. A short time ago, I mentioned that you and I are products of our environment. I also mentioned that it's our belief systems, many of which are outside of our conscious awareness, that are the architect of the results we experience in every aspect of our lives. Belief systems consist of a multitude of ideas that have conglomerated. Most, if not all, of those ideas within your belief systems were not originated by you. You inherited them from your environment and the people in it. Now, in the second pillar, I'll be sharing a powerful life-changing concept that will give you a graphical illustration of what I'm describing here. Because I can assure you, the magnitude of this message shouldn't be underestimated. Make no mistake, everything is determined by this. For now, simply understand, it is your beliefs, most of which are outside of your conscious awareness, that are calling the shots in terms of the bottom line in your life. Many people, at some point in their educational years, have either directly or indirectly been conditioned to believe that unless they have a three-digit IQ score, their chances of success are limited. That idea and its implication is then carried unconsciously into adulthood. The idea is not challenged or questioned because society as a whole has been conditioned to believe in the same myth. Consequently, what does become limited is the individual's belief about themselves, their potential, their capabilities, and their future. None of this is a conscious process. The adult doesn't need to accept the limiting idea because the child already accepted it years before. Because the source of the idea was seen as having authority and credibility. Consequently, the idea was accepted without being questioned. The result is deeply ingrained misgivings, limiting beliefs that express themselves as thoughts that undermine and sabotage any idea that represents growth and greater success. Now you can appreciate the insightfulness of Mark Twain's wisdom when he said, "Education consists mainly of what we have unlearned." The most successful people in life have learned to unlearn. In other words, they become conscious of thoughts generated by belief systems that seek to limit and undermine growth and the greater success they aspire to. What determines your success is not what you know. It's not about
how hard or how long you work either. What determines your success is how aware you are. The trick to greater success in every aspect of life is awareness. You cannot manage and improve on something that you're not aware of. Your level of awareness is what determines your level of success in life. It has nothing to do with how much knowledge you have. Knowledge is important, but there is no knowledge more important than self-knowledge. That's why the ancient Greeks carved the aphorism, "Know thyself," on the temple at Apollo. It's why the highly successful conscious teacher I mentioned earlier said, "He who knows the all but fails to know himself misses everything." Awareness is another term for how conscious you are. The more conscious you are in any aspect of your life, the better results you will generate. Self-awareness is the foundation of your emotional intelligence. Where IQ has been proven to contribute between just 1 and 20% to success, with an average of 6%, emotional intelligence contributes between 27 and 45%. That's how important emotional intelligence is to your success. And that's why the Four Pillars of Mastery resources and all that follows it is so essential to your success. In just a few years, these powerful videos and the all-important coaching resources have transformed the lives of entrepreneurs in now nearly 150 countries. So what is emotional intelligence? Well, to put it as succinctly as possible, it's a set of emotional and social skills that influence the way we view and express ourselves. It's how we develop and maintain social relationships, cope with challenges, and use emotional information in an effective and meaningful way. Now, there are 5 components of emotional intelligence, all of them fundamental to your success as a business owner. Now, for now, in the interest of time, I'll share a high-level overview with you. As I highlight each aspect, give some serious thought to how it influences your success and be honest with how you are performing in each area. Before I share them, I need to give you the most important understanding of everything that I've shared so far. Nothing will change for you by watching these videos alone. As powerful as they are proven to be, the videos alone will not equip you for greater success. Remember, it's not about what you know, it's about how aware you are. The most important component of your Four Pillars of Mastery resources is the Success Implementation Guide that accompanies the videos. It contains the all-important powerful coaching questions that internalize the message in the videos, and most importantly of all, elevates your consciousness by elevating the quality of thinking you're bringing to your life. Don't skip them. They're the key that unlocks the door to greater success in your life. The first component of emotional intelligence relates to how you view yourself. As I mentioned a few moments ago, self-awareness is the foundation on which your emotional intelligence is built. Becoming more self-aware brings enhanced ability to identify how you're feeling, why you're feeling that way, and the impact your emotions have on how you and others think and act. How would those closest to you describe your impact on them? Your family, your friends, your colleagues, and your professional network. Would they describe you as a reactive or a responsive person? Then there's your self-image, the ability to recognize your strengths and weaknesses. Being aware of both helps you develop your strengths and manage weaknesses far more effectively. And finally, in self-view, there's self-development, the ability to improve yourself and pursue meaningful objectives, attributes that are at the heart of living more consciously as an entrepreneur. Take stock of your life today. How would you rate yourself in these areas? The second component is self-expression. Now again, this entails abilities that are fundamental to entrepreneurial success. It involves the ability to express your feelings effectively in a verbal and non-verbal manner. Your assertiveness and the ability to be self-directed, free from the need for direction and emotional dependency on others. Now, what score would you give yourself out of 10 there? How much do you enjoy time alone? How much time do you invest in thinking on your own? Next is people skills, the ability to successfully interact and influence others, and how well mutually beneficial relationships are formed. Also, how those relationships are maintained and nurtured. This includes your ability to empathize, to see the world through another person's eyes, and understand their worldview. Now, it goes without saying that the greater you become at positively influencing other people in life, the greater success you'll enjoy. How would you rate yourself out of 10 there? Do you influence people positively? Do you value people? Do you listen deeply to what they're saying? Do you ask them inquisitive, thought-provoking questions to understand their needs and help them grow in awareness? Or could you be impacting them negatively? Do you constantly interrupt them, dismiss their ideas, direct them, tell them what to do, rarely showing an interest in who they are and what makes them tick? The fourth component is one we'll be discussing in greater detail in Pillar 4, decision making. And I can assure you that pillar alone will transform your life. And here's why. Our lives proceed out of the choices and decisions we make. So this aspect of emotional intelligence is your ability to make meaningful, timely, and relevant choices, including the ability to resist impulsive and rash actions and the ability to view situations as they really are, rather than how you might fear or wish them to be. How would you rate yourself out of 10 there? Finally, there's the ability to deal with stress. Now, how well do you remain poised and focused when facing changing, challenging, or unfamiliar conditions? How would you describe your ability to adopt a realistic, yet optimistic, positive attitude when you're facing adversity? These character traits are major contributors to success. How would your inner circle describe you in terms of your ability to handle stress and change? I'm sure I don't need to remind you of how little these attributes were focused on in the traditional education system. And the same goes for adult training and education too, because they're built on the same flawed understanding of human potential as the traditional schooling system. Life is a game of psychology. Business is a game of psychology. Success is a game of psychology, and most people play it very poorly. You don't have to be one of them. That's why improving how you think and act into your results is the most important work of all. Now, you can bet your bottom dollar, and believe me, it does come to that for many people, that business owners lacking these skills are getting in the way of their own success, and they're dragging their business down with them. The research and statistics speak for themselves. Improving your emotional intelligence makes good business sense. Even before we had the benefit of this comprehensive research, there was already evidence to support the case. Some years ago, a survey of highly successful people was undertaken across the United States of America. Out of 1,001 participants, 733 were millionaires. Participants were given a list of 30 factors to choose from by which they attributed their success. When all the responses were accounted for, the top five were as follows: being honest with people, being well-disciplined, getting along with people, having a supportive spouse, working harder than most people. All five are key components of emotional intelligence. Having a high IQ was 21st on the list, endorsed by just 20% of millionaires, and it was significantly lower when lawyers and physicians were removed from the analysis. Only 32% of the millionaires were business owners. Now, I have just one objective in sharing this scientifically validated research with you. It's to underpin the powerful and life-changing lesson offered by this first pillar. I'll say it again. Your business cannot outgrow the quality of thinking you bring to it. Your quality of life will never outgrow the quality of thinking you bring to it. There's a reason why the greatest minds from across all the ages agreed on one specific point, that what you and I think about, we become. Your business is only as good as the thinking you bring to it. Develop the business at the expense of yourself, and you will find it increasingly difficult to reach your potential and accomplish your aspirations. Not only that, your business could consume you and your life. As I bring the first of the four pillars to a close, I have two very important points to share with you about your emotional intelligence. Firstly, it isn't something you need to acquire. In other words, it isn't about gaining knowledge outside of yourself. Your emotional intelligence is inherent. It already exists within you. It's already there to be discovered, awakened, and released through heightened self-awareness. Secondly, extensive research into human intelligence has revealed that unlike IQ, which is fixed at birth and peaks at the age of 17 before deteriorating through life, emotional intelligence can be increased at any time throughout life and massively accelerated by self-improvement activities. I did say there was even better news to come. Now, of course, it won't happen automatically, and you'll need to put your back into it. But given the impact it has on success, there is nothing more important in life. You couldn't have chosen a better time to open yourself up to this understanding. Never more than now, in what some term the creative economy, is the psychological ability to think outside of conventional wisdom more rewarding. A lot of ground has been covered in this message. I encourage you to take time and reflect on what you've heard. And don't forget, the most important step of all is addressing the all-important coaching questions in your success implementation guide. Remember, certain activities have a disproportional impact on results. In other words, certain things we do are far more effective than the many things we do. I'm an entrepreneur like you. I understand time is your most precious asset. I can't give you more time, but I can give you resources to use time far more effectively and profitably. And that's exactly what I've done in the Four Pillars of Mastery resources. And it's what I'll continue to do beyond them. Your next step, before moving on to the next video, is to address the questions relating to this first pillar in your success implementation guide. Once you've done that, move on to pillar two and repeat the process. I strongly encourage you, once you've gone through the four pillars of mastery, to come back and start the process all over again. Here's why. More will be revealed to you each time. It's not that the content has changed, it's that you have. Your awareness will have shifted, and you'll pick up on things that you didn't pick up on first time round because you weren't aware enough to receive them. This is why the ancient Greeks said repetition is the mother of all learning. Pillar one has begun the process of unlearning in you. Its purpose is to reframe your perspective about you, your potential, your business, and the possibilities in your future. Do not allow it to go to waste by avoiding the all-important coaching questions in your success implementation guide. In the second pillar of mastery, I'll be graphically illustrating the exact process that is creating your existing results and how you master it to create the results you intend to have in your life rather than those that you intend to change. I can assure you, it'll be one of the most profound understandings that you gain in your life. And I do not make that kind of claim lightly. I look forward to sharing it with you. Be well.